听力课堂，听 class.com。
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom Worldwide. I'm Rachel.
Hi everyone, my name is Steve. Today, let's talk about that exciting topic, milk.
Milk. Well, I like milk, and as a kid I drank a lot of milk, but it's only recently that milk has started getting some mixed reviews. And so today, in our Viewpoints article, we're going to start looking at the pros of milk,And then next time, we'll look at the cons.
You're right, Rachel. There are mixed reviews about milk. Some people think it's good for us. Other people say, don't drink it. It's not good. Well, as Rachel said, today we'll look at the pros, some of the good things about milk. So please open your magazines and join us for the reading on page 18.
Milk gets mixed reviews. Is the dairy industry just milking us? Pro. Milk is so healthy that it's been described as the perfect food. It has 9 essential vitamins and minerals, including a powerful dose of calcium. And everyone knows that milk has lots of protein. It's just what humans need to grow big and strong.That's why it's been a part of the government-backed American school lunch program for some 60 years. China saw results and has since been working with America's dairy industry to help Chinese children grow healthy and strong with milk. Sure, the same nutrients can be found in other foods, but not in such a simple and delicious package as milk. Yummy!Probably the best reason to consume dairy products is because they are delicious. There's nothing like the taste and texture of a cold glass of milk. And how boring life would be without savory cheeses, smooth, creamy yogurts, rich butters, and ice creams. Moderation. Dairy products are toward the top of the USDA food pyramid, which reminds us they're an important part of a balanced diet.But not to overdo them. Problems arise when we overindulge in anything, so there's no reason to single out milk as unhealthy.
So let's start today by looking at our title. The title again is Milk Gets Mixed Reviews. Now this is an interesting title because maybe you're wondering what a mixed review is.Steve, can you tell us a little bit about what this means?
Sure, Rachel. We touched upon this a little bit before, but it means that some people like something while others dislike it. So a movie may get mixed reviews. Some people may love the movie while others don't like it.
Right. Or a book or something that has been published or that people can form an opinion about. Often, most topics find that they have mixed reviews, and milk is no exception. So the question our author is asking today, as we see in the deck, is the dairy industry just milking us? Now, that's kind of a fun expression as well, to milk something. I think, Steve, we're going to hear more about this in the chat room.
Right. Ken will talk about this more, but let's just say right now that when you milk someone, it's a very slang term, meaning you're going to take advantage of that person, okay? Well, Ken will talk about that more later. Let's get into the text where it says milk is so healthy that it's been described as the perfect food. Some people have called this the perfect food because it's so healthy.
That's right. It is full of vitamins and minerals and protein and lots of good stuff. So some people think it is the perfect food. We can see here the exact number, 9 essential vitamins and minerals, including a powerful dose of calcium. So it is full of good stuff.
Okay, it certainly doesn't have everything you need for your health, but it certainly has a lot of things. And so milk has so many good things in it, like vitamins, minerals, and a dose of calcium. Whenever I think of milk, Rachel, I think of calcium. And calcium, of course, is that mineral that helps us to have strong bones and teeth.
That's right. Now, I can't tell you how many times my parents told me growing up, drink your milk so you can be big and strong and your teeth will be good and your bones will be good. And I think all kids are probably told at some point that calcium or milk is good for them.
Right. So, besides calcium, again, it has lots of vitamin A, vitamin B, vitamin D, and other good things as well. And, of course, everyone knows that milk has lots of protein. It's just what humans need to grow big and strong.
That's right. Well, of course, a lot of people do believe it's very important, especially for children. They think giving milk is good for them because it will help them to grow big and strong. And I think there's definitely some truth in that. In line 7, we read that that's why milk has been part of the government-backed American School Lunch Program for some 60 years. Now, Steve, maybe you can explain this a little bit more for us.
Okay, well, many years ago, 60 years ago, the U.S. government decided to include milk into the public school lunch system. So, if a student goes to school and buys a lunch at the school, they will receive with their lunch some milk. And they think that milk is so important that it should be included in the lunch with
the rest of the food.
That's right.
Exactly. So I remember as a kid when I would drink milk every day at school. I would have it at lunch, and sometimes we even had milk twice a day. In some of the earlier grades, sometimes they have milk as a snack earlier in the day as well. So obviously many people thought that it was important enough to make sure that all students had access to milk.
Right. The government thought it was important enough, so they supported it. They backed it, it says. They helped initiate this, so they put the milk in the schools so that the students could grow big and strong. So that's been going on for about 60 years.
Wow. Well, another country that has seen improvements in their children since they have been drinking milk is the country of China. According to our lesson, China saw results and has since been working with America's dairy industry to help Chinese children also grow healthy and strong with milk. So maybe they looked at some of these American kids and said it's working for them. We might as well see if drinking milk helps our children as well.
I think that's exactly what happened, Rachel. A lot of people were looking at these American children drinking milk and wondering, does it help or not? Is it useful? And so they saw a lot of American young people growing big and strong, and they attributed that to milk. So they say, yeah, it works. Why don't we try it as well?
Exactly. And Steve, I just want to pause here for a minute and make sure you're familiar with what the dairy industry is. We haven't really defined this word dairy yet, but when you hear the word dairy, you can think of products that have milk in them. So things like cheese and ice cream. We'll talk a little bit more about some of those products later, but that's what we're referring to with the dairy industry. It's not just milk.
Good point, Rachel. Okay, well, going on, it says, sure, the same nutrients can be found in other foods, but not in such a simple and delicious package as milk. Milk is just so simple. You can pour it into a glass, and when you drink it, it's delicious and it's full of nutrients. It's the perfect package.
That's right. And it also helps you feel full. It's refreshing, and I think it's a great snack. So a lot of people see the importance in drinking milk, and we'll give you a few more reasons why milk is beneficial after we take a break. But first, let's visit the chat room.
Welcome to the chat room. I'm Ken. We'd like to welcome Vicky to the chat room today.
Hi, everyone. Hi, Ken. Well, it's great to be back. So what are we going to chat about today? milk. But, you know, I noticed a strange usage of the word milk in our lesson. At the top of the article, it says, is the dairy industry just milking us? Is milk used as a verb there?
That's right. If you milk an animal, you're drawing milk from her. But here, the word milk is used informally. If you milk someone, you try to get money or benefits from them in order to achieve personal gain.
So it basically means to take advantage of them.
That's right. We might say a dictator milked his country of billions of dollars.
I see. 我们知道 milk 是牛奶，当动词 to milk 就是挤奶。比如说 the farmer milks the cow every morning. 农夫每天早上都去挤牛奶。To milk 有一个口语的用法，表示榨取。比如说 the dictator milked his country of billions of dollars. 独裁者搜刮了 国家的民脂民膏。Okay, what about spilt milk? What's that?
Well, that's a good phrase to learn. Imagine if you spill some milk, there's no way you can recover it. So we often say, no use crying over spilt milk, or don't cry over spilt milk. It just means not to regret what cannot be undone.
Don't cry over spilled milk. 不要为打翻的牛奶哭泣。这一句谚语跟中文的覆水难收很相似。意思就是不要为已经无法挽救的局面后悔难过。也可以说 no use crying over spilled milk. 对无法挽回的事感到后悔是 no use, 没有用的。
And now would be a good time to get a tall glass of milk. We're going to take a short break, but Studio Classroom will be right back.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Studio Classroom Worldwide. We're on page 18 and line 5. We're talking about the pros of milk, and we can also say dairy products in general.
That's right. Before the break, we learned that many schools in America for the past 60 years have been encouraging students to drink milk at lunchtime. And China has caught on to this, and they've also...made more of an effort, I think, to get their students to drink milk, and they found that, yes, in most cases, the kids do become bigger and stronger, and so there are some wonderful benefits to drinking milk.
Okay, some of those benefits are because milk has so much protein and calcium. Those are two things, actually, that help children to grow big and strong. Well, let's look at another reason why milk is so good. The author says it's because it's yummy.Milk is yummy, Rachel.
That's right. Yummy. Yummy is a fun word to learn if you don't know this yet. It's another word for delicious, but often you might hear a child use the word yummy. And our author is saying probably the best reason to consume dairy products simply is because they taste good. They are delicious.
Okay. So there's nothing like the taste and texture of a cold glass of milk. If you've never had...A cold glass of milk before, oh, it is very, very special. It tastes delicious, especially if you've had a chocolate chip cookie with it.
Yes, cookies and milk. There's nothing like that. In fact, many, you know, kids will set out cookies and milk for Santa Claus every year at Christmas. It's just a tradition. Kids love to have a glass of milk, sometimes even before bed. Well, let's look at this word texture for a minute. It's one of our vocabulary words. And Steve, when I think of texture, I think of the feel of something.
Exactly. Texture is how something feels. And foods and liquids also have...certain textures. So when you have food in your mouth can actually feel how something tastes or how it feels, rather. So even foods have textures, and that's what we're talking about here.
That's right. And some people don't like certain foods simply because they don't like the texture or the feeling of the food in their mouth. But I think most people enjoy the texture of milk. It's kind of a little bit thicker. It's thicker than water, and it goes down easily. And so...For many people, this is a very refreshing drink.
Well, I think the author here is addressing some of the people who are saying milk is bad for us and dairy products are bad for us. The author is saying, what would life be like if we had no dairy products in our life to eat and to drink? the author says, oh, life would be so boring.
I agree with that, Steve. I mean, I love a lot of different kinds of dairy products, like cheeses and yogurts and butters and ice creams, and those are some of the ones listed here. And then our author also gives us some wonderful adjectives to use with these words. Let's go back to the cheese. The word we see here to describe the cheeses is the word savory.
Mm.
Now, Steve, can you kind of explain what savory is?
Savory means it has a strong flavor, but a pleasant flavor. Not sweet, but more on the salty side. I know a lot of our friends here in Asia don't really like cheese. It does have a distinctive smell, but for those of us who have grown up with cheeses, we love them.
Yes, I love cheese as well. Good cheese, very good quality cheese, has a wonderful taste, might be described as savory. The other adjective we see here is smooth and, well, another one, creamy, to describe yogurt. Probably a lot of you like yogurt. Yogurt is good for you. It's filled with a lot of good things for your stomach and for your digestion, and it often is very smooth and creamy.
The next one is rich butters. Now, butter's not too healthy for you. You can eat it in moderation, but what most people love about butter is the flavor, the rich flavor of a creamy butter. Put it on bread or put it on toast, put it on your bagel. Oh, put it in a recipe. Butter is delicious.
It sure is, and it makes a lot of foods taste good, especially vegetables. When I was a kid, if I had butter on my vegetables, I was good to go. Well, the other thing that we're talking about here is ice cream, and I know all of you know what ice cream is, and who doesn't love ice cream? Steve, I definitely agree. If we had no dairy products, life would be boring. I don't think I could exist without ice cream.
You're right, Rachel. We have to have ice cream in our lives at least once a day. How about that? Okay, let's go on to moderation. Line 14, the author says, dairy products are toward the top of the USDA food pyramid, which reminds us they're an important part of a balanced diet, but not to overdo them. Okay, let's talk about the USDA for a moment.
Well, this is a government agency that gives people guidelines about how they should eat if they want a healthy, balanced diet. So at the bottom of the pyramid is, I believe, grains, like whole grains, and then you move up the pyramid and you might have meats and proteins and dairy, and then I think at the top is like fats and oils, right?
You're right, sweet things. So the higher you go in the pyramid, the fewer things of those items you want to eat. As Rachel said, at the bottom are grains, things like breads and rices and wheat. Those kinds of things your body needs a lot of. And as you go further up, your body doesn't need so many things. Well, dairy is almost at the top. So the author, again, is addressing those concerns, people who are saying dairy is bad for us. But I think what the author is saying is you don't need a lot of it. Eat it in moderation.
That's right. That's the big point. Don't overindulge. Don't eat too much. If you overindulge, you stuff yourself with a lot of food you don't need. And most people don't think we should overindulge in anything. Everything in moderation. So we shouldn't single out milk as unhealthy. Well, we want to hear what somebody else has to say about this. Let's go to our interview now, and then we'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Isabel, and I'm from America in California, Los Angeles. I personally think that milk is a large part of your diet, and it makes you get up and go play outside with your friends and have a good day at school. I play a lot of sports, for example, basketball. While I'm running up and down the court, it gives me more energy to score more points for my team so that I win. My brothers also play a lot of sports. My little brother Eric plays baseball. He can swing the bat really hard. Even though he's not too strong, milk gives him a lot more energy. My mom always tells me to drink milk because it makes me stronger and it gives me a lot more energy to go outside and do the things that I love. Now go play some sports and drink a lot of milk.
Hi, I'm Fish. I come from Taipei and I came to talk to you today about the good things about milk. I sure believe that milk is the best drink that anybody could ever ask for. When I was a kid, my mother would force us kids to drink one glass of milk before we left for school until it became a habit and we had to have milk because we started to love it. She told us that it will make us grow taller, and even though I'm not tall, my brother is very tall. Just think, one glass of milk, and it contains all the nutrients you could ever ask for, such as calcium, which makes your bones stronger, and it makes you run faster and jump higher. Besides, it makes you very happy. Just think about the taste. It's very creamy. Like on a summer day, when it's so hot, and then you drink one glass of cold milk down in your throat. What a nice feeling. And just imagine in the wintertime when it's just so cold, and before you go to bed, you have one glass of warm, steamy milk, and it goes right down to your toes. It is just so good. So why wait? Go and get your glass of milk.
Calcium. Most people think calcium is a mineral, but actually, it's a metal. Texture. I enjoy the taste of snails, but I just can't get used to their texture. Savory. Marty likes his popcorn sweet, while his girlfriend likes hers savory. Overindulge. Over the holidays, Pedro overindulged his appetite for desserts and gained 5 kilograms.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 这篇文章第一个重点我们看 texture 这个名词。Texture 是指质地或质感。例如 ,the texture of this kind of leather is really smooth. 这种皮革的质感非常光滑。或者是 ,the rough texture of the tiles added a rustic charm to the kitchen. 这种瓷砖粗犷的质地增加了这个厨房淳朴的风味。或者是 the bread's texture is extremely soft, 这种面包的口感很柔软。接下来我们看的是 savory, 这个形容词。Savory 是指可口的或者是美味的。例如 this restaurant's savory steaks attract many customers, 这家餐厅美味的牛排吸引了许多顾客上门。或者是 mom's savory pancakes are famous in our neighborhood, 妈妈美味的煎饼在邻居中是很有名的。Savory 也指正派的或者是令人愉快的，常常用在否定句。例如 This hotel doesn't have a savory reputation. 这家旅馆的名声不是很好。最后我们看的是 overindulge 这个动词。Over 是指过度的， indulge 是指放纵。所以 overindulge 就是指过度放纵，特别是指饮食的方面。例如 Sean overindulged in chocolate and ended up with a stomach ache. Sean 吃太多巧克力，弄得自己肚子痛。Overindulge 也指溺爱。例如 Frank was overindulged by his grandparents. Frank 被祖父母给宠坏了。And you don't want to miss what comes next. Stay tuned.
Friends, go out and have a glass of milk. Tomorrow, we'll talk about some of the cons.
Now it's time for today's musical skit with Black Pearl.
Don't say bad things. Don't say bad things.
No!
Don't say bad things.
Don't do it.
There are people
you're hurting.
Who are hurting. Don't say bad things.
No.
Don't say bad things.
Don't do it.
There are people
you're hurting.
Who are hurting.
Words from your mouth
can be used to help our hurt.
You can encourage
or discourage. The choice is yours.
Just remember, you are accountable.
You're responsible
for what you say. So make sure it's something
good. Don't say bad things.
Don't do it.
Don't say bad things.
No.
There are people
you're hurting.
Who are hurting.
You're hurting.
You are hurting.
words are powerful. Everyone you speak, they're either positive or negative. Helping or hurting each other. So remember, you're accountable. You're responsible for what you say. So make sure it's something good. So don't say bad things. Don't say bad things. There are people you're hurting.
People you're hurting.
Don't say bad things. Don't say bad things. There are people. There are people you're hurting.
Don't say bad things in the classroom. Studio Classroom, Black Pearl. Bye-bye.